it was a lovely time, Miss Pemberton. I'm so delighted I could come. I do think it was, without exception, the best ball I've attended in years. Yes, I'll be sure to call upon you the next time I ride into town. Quite. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Oh, Mr. Sin, I didn't expect to see you again so soon. No, I was just taking a walk through the promenade while I await my carriage. Did you enjoy the evening's festivities? Papa will be pleased we danced together this evening. Of course I did not dance with any others. It would not be fortuitous for our courtship if I were to do so. I swear, I did not dance with any other man. No, of course not. Definitely not him. That is utterly absurd. He's insufferable. Are you accusing me of lying? I shan't partake in this conversation any longer. Mr. Sin, you insult me with your accusations. Are you following me? No. No, you cannot follow me. Leave me be. Leave me be. I must go. My carriage is here. No, this is my carriage. If you are to ride, you are welcome to ride next to the driver. My dearest papa may look to you as my wealthiest suitor, but I am a rational, unaffected woman, so you shall not enter my carriage. You can't just force your way in. This is absolutely unacceptable. Driver? Driver? Well, can't you do something about this? I'll have a word with Papa once I get home. Mr. Sin, please move. Please move. You know what? I've had enough. As long as you don't bother me and you keep to yourself, I'm not going to fight you. Why do you look at me like that? You know we're not supposed to be alone together. People talk. People do care. Perhaps not you, but me. I will not be deemed some harlot. You've courted me for some time, but that does not give you any entitlements. We've previously discussed our sentiments, and you should rest assured that I am yours as much as you are mine. I have not the smallest doubt, and you should feel the same. Prove it? What do you mean, prove it? I do not think calling you that would be appropriate, Mr. Sin. Why should I call you sir? Seems a little overbearing, doesn't it? Did you just strike me? How dare you? Wait until I tell Papa. He will have none of... Has all sanity taken leave of your body? Please, Mr. Sin, I... Please, sir. miss the meaning of this. Why are you undoing my sash? Please, what is going on? Driver, please. Mr. Sin, why is the carriage stopping? Where are you taking me? Please, sir. How am I to do anything with my hands bound like this? Was this your plan all along? Please don't hurt me. Please, I'll give you anything you want. I have money, I have connections, I have land. Please, whatever you want. Yes, anything you desire. My body. I can't give you my body. We're not even engaged to be married yet. Sir, why do you strike me? Am I so pathetic in your eyes? Am I some worthless whore to you? What are you doing? Please. Enough. Do you deem me so despicable that you would defile me in such a manner? Will you please just let me go? Please. No, not my dress. No. Please. Please, I can't take it. Please, sir. The binds pain me so much. Please, just untie me and I'll do whatever you want. I promise I won't run. I swear, truly, I will not disobey. Thank you, sir. What will you have me do next? Shall I kneel? Yes, sir. Am I supposed to be happy, sir? I'm sorry, sir. This is my first time. I'm just scared. Shall I try to appear less frightened? Are you going to touch yourself, sir? What am I to do? Do I touch you as well? No. I don't understand. You want me to touch myself? I've never done that before. I don't know how. Please, sir, will you teach me. Are you enjoying what you're seeing? Sir, this sounds ridiculous. Why do I have to say this? I'm sorry, sir. I said I wouldn't disobey. Are you enjoying watching me play with myself? Does it please you to see me kneeling before you as I touch my breasts with such fervor? If it pleases you, sir, you should play with yourself too. I want to see your cock in your hand while you enjoy my body. Of course, sir. Of course I'm enjoying my body too. Would you like to see more? I can remove my drawers for you if you'd like. After all, I'm just your whore. Is this to your satisfaction, sir? Why don't you keep stroking your cock, then? I want you to gaze upon my naked body. Isn't this what you wanted, sir? If I may be so bold and make a proposition, how about I lay down upon my dress, spread my legs for you, touch myself for you, and if it is to your satisfaction, you'll let me go. However, no touching each other. I will not be further violated. I know you're not one for making deals, but I'm willing to barter. And while you might not be accustomed to taking directions either, I think for the time being you should just play along. I want you to watch me carefully, sir. Watch as my legs part, exposing my sinful cunt. Is that what you like to hear? Hear about how much of a sinner I am, how much of a whore I can be. Just keep touching your cock as you watch me. Please, sir, I know you want to. As I slide my fingers up and down my folds, aren't you curious what I taste like? I for one think I taste delectable. No, sir, not today. If you let me go after, perhaps I can entertain it another time. But not today. I know you're a man of your word. I too am a woman of my word. You shan't be disappointed. Sir, it will very much please me to see you take your fingers and trace from the base of your cock right to the head, ever so slowly. I want your senses to be heightened, sir, tuned in to the ever-so-soft touches. It's not all about doing things in haste. There is a certain romanticism attached to patience. As you watch me touch myself, you should take that finger and trace it around the tip of your cock, grazing around the sensitive head. Perhaps one day I can show you what I can do to that with my tongue, sir. No. Now take your entire hand and wrap it around the shaft. Slowly, and I mean slowly, stroke it up and down. Up and down. Remember to put variation on that grip of yours. You wouldn't want this to end too quickly, would you, sir? Stroke your cock and imagine it thrusting in and out of my cunt. Don't rush it. It will be my first time, and I won't be well prepared. I can only do so much to accommodate you. So you'll have to go slow. Imagine my warmth taking you in, surrounding you, tightening around your throbbing cock. Wouldn't that be nice? I'll be happy to oblige you next time. My tight, wet cunt is aching for you already. Keep stroking your cock. I want you to keep your eyes on me and keep stroking. Watch me as I slide my fingers deep inside of me. Ah! See how tight I am. I might be able to fit two fingers if I'm lucky. Otherwise, it's far too tight. See how slowly I'm going. I want you to match my speed. Consider it practice for my first time laying with you. And then slow down again. Are you enjoying yourself, sir? I hope you are. Yes, sir, of course I am. New experiences have a way of making themselves enjoyable with the right motivations. Are you following along, sir? Let's change up the pace, shall we? No, let's go slower. You think I'm playing games? Perhaps. But if you weren't enjoying it, you wouldn't be playing along, would you, sir? Ah! I don't think I can hold on any longer. I feel something stirring deep inside of me. I want you to keep following along with me. Match my speed as I slow. And as I quicken my pace. This isn't a race, but I have a feeling I'll finish first. Now, if you could please escort me back to the carriage. You might need a word with the driver, and a couple of pounds to keep his mouth shut about our adventures. Mr. Sin, you shan't breathe a word of this to anyone. Are we clear? This arrangement is between us only. Papa will be furious. I've never been home late before.